Hi, I'm Guy Cook. This is the Geyer Cook Report. We're back. Enough said. 13 key steps to website management. Now, once you build your website and you get it up and going, that's just the tip of the iceberg. You just started the adventure. Now, let's take a look at the post from ManageWP and see what they got to say about that. The 13 website management, they're broken out into the daily, weekly, and monthly. Daily, back up the website. Back up the website if you made a change. You're not necessarily going to have to back it up every single day. If you haven't added anything today, no sense backing it up because you've got the copy from the last time you updated. So the monitor and the uptime, there's a number of services that are manage the uptime. If you're on WordPress, this plugin from ManageWP does a good job. There's a number of other ones. Just Google for uptime monitor tool and you'll find all the resources that you ever could imagine. Perform a daily security report. I don't think I could do it. I'm not going to confess I do them daily. I do check that the plugins and the version of the WordPress installations are up to date every day. But I don't think I can confess to doing a security check every day because I don't. If I'm running the latest versions of everything, usually that will take care of the security instances. Now the weekly website management things they've got, check for updates on WordPress once a week. No, I do it every day. Test the site across browsers. And I mean also check it across different devices. If you've got the smartphone that will have the browser built into it, check that your page is loading and responsive and works on the mobile as well as the desktop. And you'll get a better grasp of the load times with your actual device than you will with an emulator. Because the emulator might be hosted in New York City, and that's not going to serve you well if you're in Seattle. Okay? The monthly and quarterly website management steps. Take a look at the analytics. Monthly? No, I do it every time I start a campaign and see how it's performing. I might check them once a week. The checking the load times, I use a tool. GT Metrics is probably the lion in the jungle when it comes to speed tests. There's other ones out there. That's the one that I use. And I check those consistently, especially if I made a big change. Because sometimes the changes will result in slowing the site down too much and the change goes away. Test the forms at least once a month. Make sure they work all the time. Somebody told me the other day that their donation form didn't work on their site. Oh, that's not good. The unused themes and plugins, that usually happens when you're doing the updates of the site. And if you've got a theme that you haven't touched for weeks and weeks, get rid of it. You don't need it. Verify the backups. What that means to me is that when you make a backup, make sure that it works, okay? No sense having a backup and say, oh, that's good. If you can't restore it and bring it back to life, it's not a backup in my mind. It's data that won't work for any purpose. Optimize the database. That's a tool that's available in the ManageWP extension, and there's some other ones out there, and get that done. And the yearly updates, update the copyright information in the footer. There's some script you can put in there that'll automatically update the date. The review and evaluate plugins and themes, that kind of goes with the doing the security thing and making sure everything's great. So take care of that website management. I thank Brenda Barron for writing this good list. There's some exceptions that I take to this, but it's a good one. And so I'd encourage you to take a look at that. The links are in the show notes. If you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, there'll be a text link there. It'll take you to the show notes, and that'll have a link to this article. And so I'll see you next week. It's a wrap.